Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. It's a Monday morning, kind of a cool Monday. Gosh, it started off cool. Anyway, anyone heading to work this morning, it felt like, I don't want to say felt like winter, but it definitely felt cold. I mean, when we're starting to include words like wind chill in our weather descriptions, you know it's cold. By the way, big super moon tonight for those of you that like to gaze into the sky. The first of three we're going to have this year. In fact, we've got one a month now till the end of the year. But basically, a full moon closer to us in orbit. It's about 14% bigger than normal, 30% brighter. So you will notice, I mean, that's why they call it a super moon. So you can keep an eye out for that tonight. And the other news this morning that just came out, literally just broke in the last half an hour, Connor McDavid has re-signed with the Edmonton Oilers. 2 years, $25 million. So it's basically the same deal that he's got now, 12 and a half mil a year, which is less than his line mate, Leon Draisaitl. It'll be interesting to follow this along. No doubt the Green Zone all over this afternoon. I mean, they've been on the watch to get Connor re-signed. We just had Jamie on the show last week. That was one of the things he said, like, what is going on? What are we, 2 days away now from the regular season starting? And it happened. So Connor McDavid re-signed to the Edmonton Oilers. 2 years, $25 million. And yeah, Green Zone will have some great details for you this afternoon starting at 2 o'clock. Well, I am looking forward to this next chat and my next guest. Sometimes it's, you know, the passage of time. You think about a year, it flies by without any kind of marks or recognition of, like, look back on the year. You can remember some of the highlights. But my next guest has captured his year in a very different way, noticing the passage of time, documenting it day by day, shot by shot. This is what filmmaker, and I mean Saskatchewan filmmaker, Mark Wehack did in his short film called Day to Day. It captures an entire year in 7 minutes. I went online last night, and because we're doing the interview today, they gave me a sneak peek at it. I don't believe it's publicly available yet, but the link that they provided, I watched it. This is a cool thing. An entire year, a shot every day. Some of them are just still pictures. Some of them are little videos. 7 minutes. Like, what a way to capture your year. I think it's cool. Day to Day, by the way, won the Regina International Film Festival Award for Best Saskatchewan Short Film. And I'm happy to have University of Regina film professor Mark Wehack here to talk about it. Mark, thanks so much for joining the show.
It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you here. So, I mean, I know it's not publicly available yet, but I loved and enjoyed the link that you shared with me so that I could get a bit of a sneak peek into your film Day to Day. Tell me about where the concept for this came from.
Well, there's a long history of filmmakers, particularly experimental filmmakers, working in a diary form. And for years I thought, oh, I should make a diary film. And I don't keep a diary in my personal life, so I never got around to it until 1 year I finally did. And I decided I would make one shot a day over a calendar year. And because I was in Saskatchewan in January, the first shot was out a window because it was cold outside. And I decided that day that will be the structure for the whole film. Every shot will be through a window or towards a window. And having a bit of structure made it a bit easier for me to figure out what to do every day.
I was going to say, were you ever stuck? Because it's a wide variety. There's some pictures that it's almost like, you know, the frost on the window, for example. It was there in a couple of your shots. But did you ever wake up thinking, I don't know what to shoot, and it just came to you?
Well, every day was, I wanted to change what window I looked out at or what kind of framing I was looking at. And some days I almost forgot to shoot. So I was shooting later in the day and I was using an iPad to shoot. So, you know, fairly low tech in terms of filmmaking tools. But the iPad kind of struggled to shoot some of the low light night shots. So fortunately, there weren't too many days where I almost forgot.
How does this film differ? I mean, you've done some past projects. I was viewing some of your past projects online last night. How does this film differ?
Well, in some ways, this film was really simple. Like, it's 7 minutes long. I've made feature films where you're working with actors and cinematographers and sound designers and crew members. And those are logistically really challenging. But the thing about Day to Day, even though it's a short film, I've never shot a film that had that many shots in it. And the film was shot in, I think, 19 different towns and cities and 5 different Canadian provinces and 2 U.S. States. So I've also never made a film that covered as much ground as this one does.
Mm-hmm. Mark Wehack is my guest, University of Regina film professor. He's a RIFA, which is the Regina International Film Festival, short film winner in this past competition, which is a nice recognition for this. I'm sure you don't always do it for the recognition, but that's got to be a good feather in your cap, Mark.
Yeah, it always feels nice to have a film recognized in some way. I'm not that comfortable with the idea of a film awards. Films aren't really in competition with one another. It's apples and oranges, but it is nice to know that some people saw the film and took things away from it.
Right. So, here's what I took away. I watched it. By the way, you do a bit of a voiceover. So while the film is playing, and it's about 7 minutes in length, there's pictures, there's some very short videos, you also do a voiceover. And you do it in a very somber voice, although some of the topics are quite light. Some of them are maybe a little bit heavy. Tell me about, was it a random arrangement of thoughts? Did you do that voiceover after you watched the finished project?
I did, and that's the thing that took me the longest on the film, was trying to figure out what to say, because the order of the shots was baked in, it was sequential.
Because it's day by day, yeah, right.
I needed to figure out what I would say, and I realized, a diary is in essence a record of time, so I did some researching into the history of time, how humans have marked time over thousands of years, and how technology has allowed us to create kind of more specific definitions of time. And then also time on a personal basis, because I think we all experience time differently depending whether we're enjoying ourselves or not. Time can speed up or slow down. And I was also kind of keeping track on what was going on in the world the year I was shooting the film. There was things going on in my personal life, but also things going on a global scale. And so the narration tries to go tack between those two poles of personal experience and then kind of the wider world and what was going on out there.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Filmmaker Mark Wehack is my guest. His short film, Day to Day, which, by the way, won the Regina International Film Festival Award for Best Saskatchewan Short Film. Here's the other takeaway I had from it, Mark, is I watched it, and I know that you had filmed it on an iPad, which is fairly common. It's not a piece of equipment that most people wouldn't have in their homes. If you're using an iPad or a phone, many people are carrying that. Was there any part of this that you wanted to be inspirational for others to maybe document their own journey this way?
I don't think I was looking to inspire others, but I was certainly inspired by other people. And you're right, most of us have these tools now, whether it's a phone or a tablet, that shoot pretty good still photos and pretty good video. And it was certainly one of the things over the decades where I thought about making diary films. It always seemed technically challenging because I didn't have a really good film or video camera always with me. But with the emergence of these personal devices over the last decade, there was really no excuse not to shoot this film.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's something I've certainly experienced over the past decade, is filmmakers have the tools available to them. Most of us have them at home, and we can shoot and edit our films at home on technology that is pretty accessible. So there's been a real explosion of kind of creative work, and some of it is like a film, and some of it is intended for social media, but it's kind of been amazing just to see this kind of explosion of moving images out there.
Yeah, I was curious to ask you, once I knew we had booked you to join us on the show, how much, I mean, you're a film professor at the University of Regina, been there, I think you said, 22 years now. How much does the political side that impacts film impact you and the number of students maybe that would be signing up. So I think about one of the most recent things is Donald Trump is asking that any films that are made outside or movies that are made outside of the United States will now be subject to a tariff. Does that sort of thing impact you and the number of students enrolled at the U of R?
It does. Like, film's an art form, but it's also a form of economic activity. And Saskatchewan, had a really robust film industry up until about 2012, and we could always tell our students there would be opportunities for them in Saskatchewan. And then in 2012, the government made a decision which really damaged the film industry, and most of that production went to Manitoba or Alberta or Ontario. And for about a decade, Saskatchewan was not a great place for the film industry. But fortunately, the government has reconsidered, and the last couple of years, there's been more incentives provided for film production. So we are seeing more production going on in the province and money coming from outside the province to get films shot here. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad we're back in a position where we can tell our students, yeah, there's going to be opportunities for you here. And this past summer, I know a number of students I worked with in the previous year were out in the industry working on productions, which is a really good sign.
I love that we have that ability to generate these professionals. In fact, a little bit later on the show, I have Amy Hoffman joining me, who is a Regina-based Emmy-nominated filmmaker who does lots of different commercial work and stuff. She's grew up in Regina. So, I mean, there's lots of examples of homegrown talent here. That's for sure, Mark.
No, absolutely. Like Tatiana Maslany, Emmy Award-winning actor, really got her start in Regina when the film industry was just starting to grow here.
Yeah. What about we're running close to the end of our time here, Mark, but I also am curious about artificial intelligence. I know many, especially in Hollywood, whether it's writers, actors, many have spoken up about wanting to put some guarantees in place that AI isn't going to take over the industry. How do you see AI impacting the film industry?
Well, it's sometimes hard to avoid AI. A lot of the tools we work with, particularly editing software and some cameras, they're baking some of the AI into them. But in terms of like watching a film that was made entirely by an AI and might have AI performers,
right.
I really don't understand the point of that. I hope it doesn't come to that, but I know as a human being, I don't want to watch that. I want to see work that tells me something about what it's like to be human. And the AI might be able to do many things, but they really can't express what it's like to be human.
Mm-hmm. Mark Wehack is my guest, University of Regina film professor. When can we see Day to Day? When will it be available to the public?
Most films, you know, you kind of have a one-year window where you try and get festival screenings. And during that year, you don't share it publicly, but I'm probably about 6 months out before I put it up online. I have a Vimeo page where I put all my film work, and I think probably in the next 6 months I'll make it publicly available.
Good stuff, Mark. Well, congrats on your success at RIFA, and thank you so much for joining us on the program today. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Evan.
Mark Wehack, University of Regina film professor. He is the winner at the RIFA Saskatchewan Short Film Festival for the Short Film Award. And it's a pretty cool show, little 7-minute show called Day to Day. And to me, it's inspiring. I think the more people that see this will be inspired to pick up their own iPad, their own phone, and maybe document a year of their life this way. It's pretty simple to do. You can get now the software to do it and edit it right there on your phone or on your iPad. It's cool stuff. And again, we appreciate Mark joining the program. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Supermoon, yeah, it's happening. In fact, it's happening tonight. You can check it out. I said, you know, we are going to actually see three of these, one a month for the next 3 months. So we'll see it in October, we'll see it again in November, and then again in December. And it's got to do with basically a full moon and having it in a closer orbit to the Earth. So it appears, they say, 14% bigger, but it's noticeable. You can notice the difference, and it's brighter. I noticed this morning. I was actually driving on my way into work. It was just before 5 o'clock. The moon, of course, was still up bright, and I thought, gosh, that's a big, bright moon. Well, yeah, it's 30% brighter when we have a supermoon, so you can keep an eye out for that. Thanks again to Mark Wehack for joining us from the University of Regina. I mentioned we have another guest on the program, and that's coming up here actually just after 11:30. I'm happy to have Amy Hoffman here. So she is a Regina-raised professional who is now Emmy nominated as a filmmaker. She does work for ESPN. She's worked with big names, including WNBA star Caitlin Clark. She's got some great stuff online. We'll talk with her about her drive, her passion, how she got her start, how her roots in Regina led her to this profession. It's an interesting thing, and she's done some great work. So I look forward to that coming up at 11:30. Of course, the other story that we're following, and my phone, I just got a buzz on my phone, and it was my son, who is a big Oiler fan. He's like, what's going on? Connor McDavid signed 2 years for $12.5 a year. What a discount. That's what my son said. Clearly the guy wants to stay in Edmonton and win there. I don't know the details of the haggling that would have gone on behind the scenes, but this is less than Draisaitl. $25 million over 2 years, so $12.5 million a year. So less than Draisaitl, who is his line mate there, or at least teammate, less than Kiprusoff, who that was a big signing for them. I just poked my head in the, do they call it the Green Zone Lounge? I think they need better furniture in there. The Green Zone Lounge has like very uncomfortable chairs, but I did poke my head in there, and Jamie and Locker were talking about it. Pretty big signing for sure. And of course, Oiler fans have been waiting for this. Now we're 2 days before the regular season starting up, so Oiler fans were getting a bit impatient. No doubt Connor McDavid just wants to have this dealt with off the table, so it's not a distraction as they get into the season. But nonetheless, that's big news we're following. There's lots of sports stuff going on. The Riders riding a wave of the win that they just had in Ottawa. The Jays, people are on the Jays. I was just going to say the blue bandwagon, in a big way. They, of course, don't play today, but they are in New York tomorrow, taking on the Yankees for Game 3. They could win the series, sweep the series with a win tomorrow night. So we will continue to watch that. So lots of great things going on in the world of sports. Lots of reasons to listen to the Green Zone, which you can catch every afternoon here at 2 o'clock. Okay, we'll take our break. We'll come back with the great Amy Hoffman when we return here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.